A Presumption of Death by Jill Peyton Walsh and Dorothy L. Sayers. Read by Edward Petherbridge. Prologue. Honoria Lucasta, Dowager Duchess of Denver, to her American friend Cornelia, wife of Lambert B. Vanderhuysen of New York. Breeden Hall, Dukes Denver, Norfolk, 12th of November, 1939. Dear Cornelia, I think I had better write you my usual Christmas letter now, because naturally the war has upset the posts a little, and one can't really expect ships to go quickly when they are convoyed about like a school crocodile, so tedious for them, or keep to grand geometry, or whatever the straight course is called, when they have to keep darting about like snipe to avoid submarines. And anyway, I'd like to get my correspondence in hand early, and not to do it at the last moment with one's mind full of Christmas trees. Though I suppose there will be a shortage of those this year. But, as I said to our village schoolmistress, so long as the children get their presents, I don't suppose they'll mind whether you hang them on a conifer or the Siegfried line. And as a matter of fact, Denver is thinning a lot of little firs out of the plantation, and you'd better ask him for one before he sends them all to the hospitals. And really, Cornelia, I think you must have been listening to Goering or Goebbels or that haw-haw man or something. The suburbs aren't in ruins, and Oxford and Cambridge haven't been invaded by anything worse than a lot of undergraduates from other universities. So good for both sides, I think. Though I'm told the plague of bicycles in the streets is quite a menace. Still, it never was anything else. And we've got plenty of butter and guns, if it comes to that. Though they keep on saying they're going to ration them, just as Hitler keeps on saying he's going to begin. Only he doesn't go. Like the people in the Pirates of Penzance.